Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up, fellas? I'm back out here for another week. East Coast Grudge Talk with JJ. You know, ain't been too much going on around here the past couple weeks. Before we get started, first thing, shout out to Grudge and Jay Barnes now. Shout out to UTH Performance, Carolina Classic Cars. If y'all need anything, boys got slicks, radials, nitrous jets, solenoids, just whatever you need, man. UTH Performance over in Burlington, North Carolina. Get them guys a call, man. Got Carolina Classics, if you need your classic cars restored, looking to buy one, shit, anything, man, give them guys a call, man. This week coming up, you know, we got Friday Night Fights, sponsored by UTH Performance and Carolina Classic Cars. That's this Friday night, open the test and tune. Also, I think we got some big Grudge races locked in coming this Friday night. I think we got some that's probably going to get locked in. I've seen on the internet and got a couple text messages from some out of town that say they coming in VEP month. Said, you know, they coming in and they're gonna try to get crossing boys, man. So they, you know, they're looking for Lil Darrell and I think a Straight Jacket and several of them. They come and say they're coming in there looking for them tonight. So, you know, we'll see what the deal is. Let's see here. 336-3819. 336-3819.
Chad.
What's up, bro? How you doing, man?
I'm hanging in here, brother. How about yourself?
Oh yeah, we just getting around, man. How everything going, man? You all right?
Hey man, getting better day by day.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just take it easy, man.
Yeah. We're moving along, taking it easy. Gotta thank my boys, my kids, stood by me like no other man. I gotta give a big shout out to Lewis. So he happened to be the man that was with me when all this went down. Man picked me up off the ground and took me and done what needed to be done, and I just want to say I really appreciate it, man.
Oh yeah, that's what friends is for, man.
Yes, sir, it sure is. I want to say to everybody that's posted on Facebook praying for me, thank you all. Your prayers and the Lord above has brought me a long way through this situation, and I know it's going to take some time, but hey. I'll be at Friday Night Fights. I do the best I can do for everybody there. I'm sure it'd be plenty of people helping right along with it. So I just want to say thank you to everybody.
And I'm sure they, anything they can do to help you, anything we can do to help you, anything I can do to help you, man, you know, it's just a call away, man.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that. It means a lot.
So what, I know you got a lot going on right now. Have you heard anything? Have you heard anything about Friday night? I mean, is anybody, you got any news for us?
Well, I know that Lil Darrell and everybody has to excuse me a little bit because my brain ain't working quite right. But I want to say that the guy with the red Khmer, help me out here, Josh. I don't know the name of the car, man.
I can't think of it, but I just opened with Darrell's mic. I think he kind of, I know the car, but I don't know the name of the car.
Well,
hello.
What's up, Lewis?
What's up with you, man? Yeah, that damn Debo car, man, out of the 910, man. Oh, weak motherfucker. I'm a daggone lay him on his fucking stomach this week.
So you got them boys from out of the 910, 919 down there in Fayetteville, Red Springs, somewhere in that area. They said they coming to kill.
Yeah, I'm a daggone. I'm going to lay his motherfucking ass on his fucking stomach, dog.
Oh, shit. Is it going to be messy?
I'm going to lay his ass on his fucking stomach, now.
Is it going to get messy?
Man, just watch what happens. Matter of fact, I believe it's going to be a gap at the 60-foot mark.
Ooh. Well, I got some text messages and stuff today from people, you know, talking about they coming. You know, them boys out of Roland and 919, Maxton and all that bullshit down there, man. You know, man, shit. I think it's bullshit. They say they coming. Said they coming.
Well, we're gonna see. In the words of daggone Chad Gray, tell them to bring their pocketbook.
Tell them to bring their pocketbook, Gus.
Tell them to bring their pocketbook.
So who else is looking for action? You know, where's old straight jacket at? Where's old red?
Oh no, he can get it too. He can get it too. I've been waiting for him to tell me the word.
Oh man, not again.
I've been waiting for him to tell me the word. Papa, I'm waiting for him to tell me the motherfucking word, too. He can get it, too.
Mm-hmm. So you saying that you'll just pretty much take on anybody that wants to run.
Hey, I ain't saying anybody. Just put it like this. I'm running a fucking big tire wheelie bar car with a motherfucking car on a 275. So what'd that tell you?
Ooh-wee. You don't give a fuck. So, what time you got
that
to
tell
run
you, that tell you,
that?
I got nuts. I got nuts.
So, what time you going to run him?
They daggone told me they wanted to make daggone a shakedown, and they don't know exactly what time they going to be there, but we're going to run before the end of the night. That's what they said. We locked 3 on 1500.
So you gonna you looking for people from 7 o'clock to on the hour every hour.
Man, put it like this, man. Put it like this. That's all they got to do is tap me on the shoulder. Everybody been talking all that motherfucking shit. Come tap me on my motherfucking shoulder, or speak now, forever hold your peace.
Yeah, can we get them on the show?
If I had the number, yeah, we could get them on here.
Hey, if y'all out there listening to the show, all you got to do is hit the 1 button.
I mean, we got weeks. We ain't got to be this week. We got weeks. We got daggone Galat coming up. We got daggone Darlington coming up. Matter of fact, we got I'll be in Union Saturday. I'll be at Piedmont Friday. I mean, it's a lot of people that been talking a lot, but ain't heard nothing.
Yeah, you right. That's what I say about, you know, that's what I say about just different stuff. You know, I mean, I hear a lot of people talk about they want to race and they going to do this and they going to do that and they looking for this person, looking for that person. But then when it's time to connect with these people, they ain't nowhere to be found. You know, so I mean, I don't really know, man. I mean, I don't know. You know, Bad Storm ain't ready right now, so I ain't looking for nobody. You know, motherfucker come on here and say, well, who you looking for? Well, I ain't looking for a motherfucking soul. But when I am, oh, you fucking know.
Yeah, them boys just, from the 910, they so scared, they bringing somebody for backup.
I mean, I just ain't never seen such shit, man. I mean, the shit don't make no sense, man. Just like right now, man. I mean, all these people say they looking for this and want to do this. And want, where they at, man? Where they at? I mean, I know where they at. Some of them's on the phone right now because I see some of them's number. Oh, yeah, I see your phone numbers. Week after week, once you hit the one button one time, I see it. And week after week, I'm getting to know these phone numbers. So I see you on here. Then I see you on Facebook. You know what I mean, man? Shit getting old, man. Shit's done got old.
Man, I'm just waiting for certain people today to go ahead and make that phone call and call me out with the car that I've been waiting for all year long.
They ain't going to make that phone call. They ain't going to do none of that what they say they going to do. They're going to do everything that they ain't that you don't need to do to lock in. But everything that you need to do to lock in, they ain't going to do. You know what I'm talking about? Everything that you don't need done, no, they're going to do that. But the stuff that you need to do to race, oh, they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. They're going to test. Oh, I got to get to the track. I changed this or I changed that. Yeah, they got to do all that, man. You know, it's a time after time after time after time. Same old sob-ass story gets old, man. I mean, shit's crazy, man. And I mean, yeah. You know, the thing is about it, I mean, I don't know no other way to race. How do you race if you don't ask nobody to race? I just don't understand that shit, man. You know, people say, oh, well, I'll race when I get there. Everybody knows you race when you get ready. You don't do no fucking racing. You know, I mean, shit don't make no sense.
I mean, do I got to start calling motherfucking cars out? Do I need to put some addresses on this shit?
I mean, it's just like this, LaDare. And I mean, I don't understand that I got to be the one to say it, but I don't care. I will say it because it is what it is. It's just like you get on Facebook right now. Go look at all the shit that's been going on for 2 or 3 days. I see all kinds of cars at Piedmont on there. They say they look. It's motherfuckers calling them out, all kinds of shit. They say, oh, well, be there, this and that. Man, if a motherfucker calls me out, you think I ain't gonna get on you think I ain't gonna get find out the way to get to them? What I be saying, man, about that shit, man. Motherfuckers ain't built war ready, man. Motherfuckers got nice cars and nice paint jobs and race cars just because they got them. They ain't fucking racing them. I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is what it is. Fucking race car. That motherfucker, first thing before the car is race. Not show car. Motherfuckers need to get show cars and go with the family to the fucking show to places where they show cars at and take the chairs with them and sit out back and behind the car and wipe on it and shit like that, you know? You'd have a whole lot better time.
Well, y'all exactly right what I'm saying, because I'll tell you something else I've been hearing. Everybody keeps talking about Piedmont ain't this, Piedmont's track ain't no good. Man, we've been coming to y'all's tracks. We've been riding hard. There's some good tracks out there, but Piedmont's one of them also. And I don't understand why you guys come there. You can get a grudge
well,
right
this,
there.
Well, this the thing. This the thing, Chad.
But they ain't coming.
This is what you got to realize. The motherfuckers that saying Piedmont track ain't no fucking good is the same motherfuckers that ain't racing. So they going to
exactly
say anything to avoid a race. The people that's racing, the people that goes out here racing, the people that's known, they know Piedmont is a great track. So that, I don't even entertain that shit right there no more because that's bullshit. That's
I agree
bullshit.
100%.
So, and like I said, the people, and it's not just only outsiders. I see a whole lot of people that wants to come to Piedmont, but they don't come because these scary bitches at Piedmont don't lock in.
They don't do nothing but beat the damn gums on the damn internet and post a car and say, oh, you come to me when I'm at the track and we're going to race. If I come to you only at the track, it's an 85% chance that we're still not going to race because you're going to say you test them.
That's true. That's true. You're right, Josh.
Bullshit, man. I see people get called out on that. And I don't care if they get mad and they in their feelings and this and that. Man, I don't give a shit, man. What you going to do? You know how you stop that?
Yeah.
Start racing. Then you ain't got to worry about people talking shit about you. Start racing. Shit gets crazy,
well,
man.
Everybody want to get up in their feelings. You ain't got to get up in your feelings. It's just part of racing. But it's right back to what you say. They ain't racing.
Shit, man.
Why ain't nobody pushing no one button, man? I'm pretty sure they're going to line. They're about full shit. Ain't had no show in 2 weeks. I'm pretty sure motherfuckers excited got something to say.
They ain't got nothing to say, man.
Let's get some races locked in for this motherfucking Friday, yo. I know everybody got some nuts on them. They done had 2 weeks to get some nuts built up.
Let's see.
336-2863.
336-2863.
He was gambling for him. He was gambling.
Yeah.
Because that ain't
going around
like that. They already know.
Yeah.
They ain't
going to
get out.
Who's this clown?
I got buddies, man.
Goddamn clown.
Who the hell on the phone, man, talking, man?
Are you talking to the phone or the wall?
What do I do? I'm
out of here.
He ain't talking to nobody now.
He's talking to his damn self.
I bet that. But, it's just, I sit back and look at things, man. I notice things. It's so many cars that feed my, man, you got all these cars up there, nice cars and this and that, man. They ain't doing no racing. They ain't doing no calling out. They ain't looking for no racing. They ain't doing shit. But they say they want to race. Man, shit. I'm sick of them, man. I don't even want to talk to them. Shit, bullshit. That's bullshit. You know, it's like, you know, I take the racetrack like the gym. When I go to the gym, I'm in that motherfucker to work out. You know what I'm saying? I ain't in there to be over there trying to get phone numbers from the goddamn women and over there trying to goddamn do all this other shit. I'm in there working out. That's just like the racetrack. When I go to the racetrack, I'm trying to race. I ain't going up that son of a bitch to have a picnic and all that bullshit. I'm not there for that. You know, I'm not there to sit around and socialize and bullshit and all that bullshit, man. I'm not there for that. So, you know, I guess, you know, I don't know. Two different mindsets. Scary motherfuckers. It's a motherfucking scary Jerry's up there at fucking Piedmont, though. Old scary Jerry asses.
Everybody wants them guaranteed wins, man. Oh, you
man,
they gonna give me the break and the clear in the back tire.
Shit, they don't even want that. Off. Them bitches ain't trying to do no kind of race. Shit, I seen so many fans. It just makes me sick to my stomach, man. See all these people on Facebook, man. And I don't
hey,
care.
Josh.
Shit,
hey,
best,
Josh.
Best thing for them
hey,
to do.
Josh.
Best, yeah.
Hey, Josh. When I ain't had no offers, I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to keep it motherfucking 100. When I ain't had no oil pressure, right, I got the most shit talked to me about this Frankenstein car, right? All right, I got oil pressure. I've been calling this motherfucker out ever since I had oil pressure. They keep telling me, oh, they got to get right. They got to get right. Well, I'm going to tell you like this. Frankenstein got the fucking 1-1 for life. For life.
Woo!
Tell him to get out the bushes.
Oh. Even scream, get out the bushes, look there. I said, damn it, boy.
For life. They talking about they only race on the weekend. The car only run on the weekend. Why was the car at the track last Thursday and the Thursday before?
So hold on a minute, look there. You not saying to next week. You saying for life.
I'm talking, I said for life. As long as that car named Frankenstein got the 1-1 for life.
Oh man. Shit done got real messy. Done got real, real messy. I'm telling you, man. I just don't believe Team Extreme gonna take that shit, man.
Well, you heard what I said.
Yeah, ain't nobody hitting the one button, sir. What's Bebe Garner's phone number? I call him up, man. I see if I can get him on the phone. See if y'all can get something worked out, man. You know Bebe Garner's phone number, man.
Hold on.
I'll call him up, man. We'll get him on the phone. We'll see if we can get something situated, man. Hold on, man. Let me look and make sure something. Hold on. Oh, man. Y'all keep the show going.
Ain't nobody on here talking.
Yeah, I'm talking about some scary Jerry. They got nothing to talk about. They got the most to talk about on the internet. Get on that whole conversation all night and the next day.
This person's mailbox is full. You cannot leave a message. Bye.
Yeah. That didn't happen. So I guess they kind of laying back.
I want to get on that motherfucking ass.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. Shit's just getting old, man. You know? Sitting around, motherfuckers ain't racing.
I want Popeye the daggone to tell me what's up. Like, when we going to do something? When we going to do something? Now, I want Popeye, too.
I thought y'all locked in for this past weekend.
Man, not just past weekend. We locked in for you remember Darlington, remember? And it rained. And he ended up going down the Shady Side, so we hopped in the daggone truck to go down the Shady Side. And when we got down the Shady Side, we made one hit. And we locked in. And when we were about to run, a car rear-end broke and messed the track up, and they shut the track down. So the next day, I told him, I said, well, we can lock back in for damn House of Hook. You know what I'm saying? And he said, at the track, he was telling me, going, we'll lock it in right then. I told him, well, let me get with my job to make sure everything good, and I will lock you. I can let you know tomorrow if I can lock in. So the next day, I got on the internet. I said, yo, Papa, let's lock in. He talking about he got to work. Then I asked him again, when can we run? He said, it was like, well, maybe if I come down Friday, we can run. Naz, maybe.
Oh, shit.
Well.
Yeah, that's what I tell you, man. I don't know, man. I can't change over the, you know,
the way this generation of racing is, man.
I mean, if I got to change over the way they race the shit, I'm gonna just sit down. I'm gonna be done with the shit. I'm gonna be honest with you. I ain't never seen such fake ass shit, weak ass motherfucking people, man, racing and shit. Then they get in their feelings and they get mad and all that other bullshit, man. Damn that shit, man.
I told Straight Jacket I was gonna leave him alone because he back to testing. So I mean, I'm waiting for him to let me know something. I daggone got off work. I paused my trip and went to the damn track just to see if he wanted to run with my car. I waited. I was going to come off the trailer on him last week.
Yeah.
I waited at the track. I went there just for him.
Yeah, that's what I say, man, didn't you? You know, when it's time to get with them, you can't find them. You know, they ain't them. They, I don't know, man. Shit. I'm just about down, man.
I mean, but everybody had, but around, daggone March.
I mean,
the end of April, everybody had a whole bunch to say. Everybody had a whole bunch to say.
Hold on a minute. Fuck this shit. I'm going to go and put some fucking names on it, man, because, you know, like I said, I don't give a shit, man. Shit, maybe it'll make them think about the shit. You know, I get on Carolina Grudge Races, and I scroll down through that shit, and I look at all these people on there. Okay, you got that damn Malibu. He's been got on there and punked every fucking body up at fucking Piedmont. He punked every motherfucker at Piedmont, man. That fucking blue Camaro.
Not everybody.
Piedmont, what's his,
not everybody.
What's
does.
His name?
Ain't
hold on,
everybody.
Hold on. What's his? Hold on. What's Tron, the fuck, what's
Tron.
His fucking name? No, I know his
talking
fucking
about Tron.
Name. What's the what? No, I know him. What's that fucking dude with that blue Camaro up at Piedmont? They made him get in a goddamn turtle hole. They made him get in a motherfucking turtle hole. Then you got then Dale Handy, I guess he locked him in. I don't know what they done, but they say they looking for action. Well, goddamn, where they at? Then you got old Whitey. He's talking about I think he's down. Bad storm down. Well, what's the deal? That's what I'm talking about.
I got
about.
Bebe on the phone.
Bulls.
Hey, yeah, Josh Jones put me on the phone.
No, you on the phone.
Bulls.
Josh.
What's up, cuz?
What's going on? You know, I was
man,
sitting here minding my own goddamn business. And then they got a little motherfucking 4 foot one nigga went off at the goddamn mouth they call the little retarded kid live there.
That's right.
I'm not gonna sit here and I'm not gonna argue all motherfucking night. But I'm gonna give you this here. We're two backs for Frankenstein. In a few more goddamn days, I'm gonna give you what the fuck you really want. You want some goddamn problems? You won't have them, goddamn it.
No, what y'all want to watch?
You know what really pissing me off? You got to call the show and all this Facebook shit. Motherfucker, you got my goddamn number. You got my fucking phone number. You been calling me. Now all of a sudden, you're a big bad wolf. Well, little motherfucker, you just woke up an angry goddamn giant. Now, I'm telling you. Little Dog and Frankenstein is here again. I am sick and tired of the bullshit that goes on with y'all motherfuckers. All of you. I'm sick and tired of it. Man, you call me all the goddamn time when you won't want to talk. Now it's that. You're the big bad wolf on the goddamn show. I get so sick and tired of the fight. Man, quit fighting. Goddamn, let me keep your fighting. No. Don't call me and you want to talk. Now I'm going to talk. Little Dog. God damn it, every time I look up, you're on Facebook. God damn it, you're the biggest goddamn Facebook thug I ever seen in my fucking life. Yeah, now you're on the Josh Jones show. God damn, you got bones like goddamn Godzilla. But let me tell you this here. I'm not gonna stand here all night with the back and forth bullshit. I mean, everybody, when they want to talk to me, they call me. Then all of a sudden, they get on these goddamn talk shows and stuff. And they got them like they got them giants. Motherfucker, you ain't them folks that run to me. God damn it. No, I'm telling you.
Hey,
folks trying to be there Thursday night. Folks trying to be there fight night. Now, goddamn, if you get the goddamn balls, come and tap me on the motherfucking shoulder, bitch.
Hey,
now, I'm sick and tired of the bullshit.
Hey, babe, you said everything but what I wanted to hear.
No. You only show that test in the goddamn body. I only press nobody till I get to the goddamn place. See, that's the difference between me and you. See? You know?
Can we lock in?
You remind me of Janet Jackson. You remind me of Janet Jackson.
Can we lock in?
You remember Janet Jackson? You remember Janet? Janet had a goddamn song out, and it went something like this here. What the fuck have you done for me lately?
Hey,
God damn it!
Can we lock in for
man, we can't lock a motherfucking thing. You want to talk to me? You come to the shop. I don't do this goddamn show shit, nigga. God damn, you don't want to be on the show to get the big balls. Is that the only way you can talk? God damn, you call me all the way and ask me.
Hey, I've been calling out Frankenstein. How long did y'all call me out with Frankenstein?
Hold the fuck up. Did you talk to Rico? Did you talk to Bay? Did you talk to Austin or Meech? God damn it.
I talked to the owner.
Hold up. No, when did the owner tell you?
I'll get you when I'm ready.
Okay.
So I keep calling them out.
Okay, keep calling. I mean, God damn, they called Stevie Wonder. They said, Stevie, you're going to have some eyes sooner or later. But I'm going to tell you this here. Look down. You turn the goddamn hourglass over, because your time is here to run out. I am sick and tired of the bullshit. You know, everybody, man, we just won the race. That's bullshit. That's bull motherfucking shit. I'm going to give you what you want. You're going to get a whole lot of our goddamn calls. I'm going to fuck the little dog car. I'm going to fuck the goddamn Joe Dirt car. I'm going to go, you ask something on Facebook. And I'm going to reply to what you asked. What happened to the extra? Well, goddamn it, just showing I'm going to put the extra back on tool I forgot the gap tool fell off. But I'm coming back with the extra,
Let's go lock in then.
No. I ain't got lucky on no goddamn show. You got to do that shit to get balls, man. You know how to call me direct. You can call me direct anytime. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, you have always called me. Now it's said, it's got to be Facebook and the goddamn show. So, okay, that's the shit that we get to know. You know?
All right. But I can get called bitches and all type of shit on
Facebook. Well, hold up. Did they call you that?
Nah, they ain't calling me no bitch.
So, I mean, you understand what I'm saying? Like I said, y'all too goddamn personal for me. If that was me, and the motherfucker called me bitch and shit, I'd stop a lot of that goddamn extra shit. That's real shit. You know, baby bitch, okay, have the same attitude when you see me face to face. That's what I ask anybody. You know, that's why I don't get on this bullshit. You know, I was sitting home minding my business. Somebody said, hey, they want you on the show. I said, man, I'm minding my own business. For what? Say they talking shit about you. About Bay for what? About Extreme Motorsports for what? They talk about Jesus Christ. Who the fuck are we? You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, your dad, just trying to get up. I'm going to give you everything you want. You won't meet you, you're going to have me. I promise you that. I ain't got to get on no goddamn shows. I ain't got to get on no Facebook. You gonna get what you want. You gonna want, you said, meet shot one on one. Well, goddamn, remember what you said. Remember, I don't care what happens when I tap you on the shoulder and I say I want that one on one. Don't holler. I'm testing. No. Off on your scared ass, I go.
My testing days is over, babe. On your ass, I go.
I'm just going to go on your ass. I promise you. I promise you, listen, we done tested more than we done tested this year, but we don't even talk about this year.
You think so?
Yeah, I know so.
Okay.
Yeah, I know so. You made about 10 weeks at the house of hooker we said. Damn near. Which you don't bother me. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do, kid. Find out what your car was. I'm not even mad. Man, I don't even use that shit. I'm a veteran to the game with this shit. But I promise you this year, just shortly. Listen, what I'm telling everybody that's listening on the show. I'm giving Captain on the goddamn shoulder, and you don't even realize what's going to happen. You gonna get me? I promise you that. You want it? Yeah, hey. I guess y'all gonna run for the bitch title or something, goddamn. Because y'all call everybody calling each other bitch and shit. So I guess you gonna have a title for this shit. We just gonna have a title for this goddamn shit. I mean, goddamn. I mean, just sit there and let's race and all this other shit. Throw it to the curb, man. Goddamn. Go in there, kick our ass and goddamn. Hey, we all beat this with Robocop. You hear us cry at all. Everybody say, it's over. Y'all ain't gonna win or not. We went around really dog. One motherfucking monkey don't stop the show. You feel good?
Well, you shut this bitch down.
No, man, I was phone. I was sitting listening. Josh, I was sitting there eating a good meal. And then my phone ring. They said, what's going on? I said, what the fuck you mean, what's going on? They said, man, these motherfuckers going to fuck up on the show. Josh Jones want to talk to Bane. Lil Jon want to talk to Bane. Every damn body want to talk to Bane. Well, goddamn, I'm reading what they want. They want to talk to Bane? Let's talk. I'm not mad at no goddamn body on this show. But I promise you this here. The Lil Jon side, the Mishu side, we going to put all that to a halt. If you turn the goddamn W on, he turn it off. But don't let that big 3,300-pound goddamn Camaro turn the W on his ass. He gonna have to leave Tupac that night.
Oh,
he gonna have to leave Tupac. And I don't want to hear him say, go to the house and hook nowhere. No, we started in that backyard. We gonna eat this shit in the backyard. They call it Friday night, fight night. I call it Friday night ball.
So you saying we gonna lock in for Friday? That's what you saying?
No. See, you trying to fast talk. You're too short to fast talk, dude. Just shut up and know what I'm talking about. Hold up, I see it when I come and tap you on the back. It might be Thursday night. You know?
Hey, wait, you want to run Thursday? I need to know. I need to know when I need.
No,
to
you
go.
Don't need to know. I mean, you just had your mustache.
I might not even come Thursday.
Okay. Look,
I got a lot to race for Friday.
Listen. Every time you say you ain't gonna show up at track, you be at a track, man. Come on. I don't watch the history of you this year. You said, I ain't running no more to such and such. We look up, you had a track test. Woo! We don't worry about that. Everybody got tests. We looked up, you said, I ain't going to the house of hoop this year. Guess where you were, so we shit. You was at the house of hoop. So I can't believe what you say. You know, you can. Hey, you know what I mean? You say so much and do extra. You tell everybody you going to more than the test. You at the house of hoop. I mean, see, I know how you play the game. I'm not mad. Just keep playing the game. But I promise you, when I touch you on the shoulder, I don't want to ass whooping. All the time is about you. You gonna hate the ass whooping when the stream goes for you, dude. That's the only problem you gonna have. That's the only problem. Listen, you can take an ass whooping, but you just can't take it from us. That's the difference. See, little dad can turn on, and all his children can jump up and down, jump 100 foot in it.
What just happened?
I don't know.
Damn it, boy. Shit done got real. Real motherfucking messy.
Like I said, I was waiting for the word
six,
lock
six,
in.
6678.
I'm going to go around. We'll put gas in the generator.
That's nuts, though.
Yo.
What up?
Well, good, man. What the hell y'all need
the baby,
man?
He mad, man.
They had the
1-1
for life.
Lil Dow called him out. He didn't like that shit.
I don't know what y'all did. I don't know what he'd have to his phone, but I'm glad.
What Yeah, he mad. He said, God damn it. He's sick of it. He's tired of it.
Yeah, I think he...
Man, you gotta. And you know somebody used to get on here all the time, and you know you don't hear none of them motherfuckers no more. What's them motherfucking Hammers boys? You don't hear none of them motherfuckers no more. You and you can believe that. Yeah. Motherfuckers used to get on here and talk all that goddamn shit. You don't hear none of them. Yep.
Yeah, not nothing out of them.
And then you got
Hey, Artie put a daggone post up talking about he trying to get on the show.
Yeah, well, I don't know why he can't get on. Shit, everybody else can get on. So I guess he thinks somebody's supposed to call him. Well, like I told him, don't call in. You can get on. He can get on.
What's going on, Bubba?
Man, ain't nobody talking. Everybody talking about they gonna wait till they get to the track and they gonna tap somebody on the show. Don't nobody want to put that deposit up though. Deposit ain't a lot, don't it, Josh?
It's just the racing world. I mean, I ain't being funny, man. It's just real shit, man. The racing world is going. I've been racing all weekend since Friday, man, and I ain't gonna tell you no lie, man. I've been out on the road, motherfucking 2,000 miles, man. Serious business, and I ain't seen but 3 races in 3 days, man. 3 grudge races, man. 3 days, man. And I mean, man, I was at a place yesterday. I bet it was 500 people, man, in one place. It was probably 150 things to race. 150 different, it wasn't cars. But they just make shakedowns, man. People just got shit just to have shit to be part of something, man. They ain't in it for the reason. They in it for the motherfucking season. You know what I'm talking about? You know, that's the thing about it, man. It's just, I don't understand what people, when you racing, I thought that's you supposed to race people, man. I mean, I don't know, man. It just, man, it's crazy, man. It's like this new generation of racing. When you say lock in, old, I don't lock in, I race. Well, I understand you don't, man. I ain't coming to the fucking track without a lock in. I mean, shit, I don't need to come up that motherfucker and walk around and hear you tell me, oh, well, you ain't gonna race or this and that. If you ain't gonna race, give me $300 or $400, $500, whatever you lock in. If I don't race, I'm gonna give you the same thing. I mean, it just. I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know. Then, you know, people get mad and they want to kind of, you know, if they see a certain individual say something, they might like, this is the fucked up thing about it. They might like something that somebody says, but they might not like who's saying it. So, therefore, they don't agree with it. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, yeah. But, you know, it's just the way shit is, man. This is dumb shit, man. I told you, man. I'm about through with this shit, man. This goddamn shit is dead, man. This shit's on life support, man. Fucking ain't nobody racing, man. Fuck is Facebook racing and shit, man. That's just being honest. Not being funny, but how many grudge races you seen at Piedmont this year, man? I mean, come on, man. I mean, goddamn all them fast-ass cars up there, man. No motherfucking body trying to race, man. They ain't racing. They ain't trying to fucking race. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't care. I ain't trying to tell somebody what to do with that shit. I don't care. It's just a point, I guess. You got a race car, that means fucking race. Then motherfuckers get mad. Oh, there's a bunch of motherfuckers on here. We got about 10 lines open. But, you know, it's just damn. Folks don't like that shit, man. You know, they don't, you know, not saying Bebe. I'm just saying he's not the only one. I mean, man, some people don't like they don't like it when you call them out and tell them that. You know what I'm saying? So they, you know, I don't know. I just shit. You call me out, I'm gonna tell you two things. I'm gonna tell you I ain't ready or lock the fuck in. That's what I'm gonna fucking tell you. I don't care who it is. If we ready, lock the fuck in.
Can't beat you. Ain't nobody kick you off the show, man. You dig on your phone hung up.
Yeah. But you know, that's just, I mean, it's just the way, I mean, it's just business, man. It's like going, I mean, the way I look at it, man, it's like going to work, man. When you go to your job, if you work in a mill, you punch the time clock. Well, who the fuck goes to the job and don't punch the time clock? I don't know, man. Who the fuck goes to the racetrack and don't want to fucking race? If y'all need me to break it down so you under fucking stand. Who the fuck goes to the racetrack not to fucking race? Man, I don't know, man. I know a whole lot of motherfuckers that do. Oh, yeah. But you know, I don't know, man. I've done all I can do. What's up, babe? What's the deal, cuz?
Yeah.
Ladarrell said, God damn it. Hey, he said he ain't mad. He said he's just looking for a deposit.
Hey, Jack. Ladarrell know.
What's up?
And I know. When Willie Dog said deposit, all that shitty talk, what happened? We deposit. When y'all tell us, yes, the next word, deposit, what did we do? You know, before we hit the lane, when we got in the lane, what we do? Put all the money right then and there. Listen, let me tell y'all, at the end of the day, Josh know, everybody on this show know, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. Hey, if everybody was guaranteed winner, God damn, we'd be some billionaires in racing. You know? If I win, I win.
That's right.
All this Facebook shit got to cut out. I am sick and tired of the bullshit on Facebook. Every time you read, it's just bullshit.
Yeah, the reason it's bullshit, yeah, babe, is what I said, though. You know, it's probably going to be some people get mad, or they going to feel some type of way, or you know what I'm saying. But at the end of the day, man, it's just real shit. And when Bad Storm gets some oil pressure again, there's a couple of them. I'm gonna make them feel some type of fucking way. Cause I'm gonna get on
that. I can't wait till that weak motherfucker get daggone oil pressure. I promise you, I can't wait till that weak motherfucker.
I'm gonna do all that shit, and I don't care if you like it or
okay.
You don't like it. I don't care.
I'm not just talking
to you, little Darryl. I'm not talking just to you. I'm talking to all them motherfuckers up there, man. I'm telling you, man, for real. If we feel like we got a chance to beat you, oh, you going to get called out. And if you don't like it, we don't give a fuck. Do something about it.
Well, make sure you call Lil Darryl's name first.
Man, I'm just
saying, man. I'm just being real, please.
People talk about they need to. People talk about they need to fucking stick together. Oh, people need to stick together. This and that. Man, I got this motherfucking man to Piedmont. Because I've been talking shit to this motherfucker for 2 or 3 years. He finally got nuts enough to lock something in with Bad Storm. And this man come on fucking Carolina Grudge Races and talk cash motherfucking shit to every motherfucker up there that's got a small block. Every fucking one of them. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's proof in the fucking pudding. All you got to do is go on there and fucking look. That's what I be saying about them, man. But then they get mad. They just, man, best thing for y'all to do, man, is wait on the next motherfucking shootout to get in. Oh, yeah. Because that's all y'all do. No motherfucking grudge races. And then when you say you are, oh, in a couple weeks, I'm going to goddamn find out if you are, because I'm going to call your weak ass out. Oh, yeah.
Can you please make me first? I'm begging you.
Man, you ain't nobody,
I'll write a letter.
Hold on a minute, little Darryl. You sit on here. I'm going to do you like Bay do you now. You sit on here. You get on here, beat your little motherfucking bird chest. You was at fucking House of Hook this weekend. Why the fuck you didn't race nobody? Oh, I guess it wasn't nobody there to race you, was
it? Actually, if you motherfucking know, I went to House of Hook because it was the only fucking track open.
Man, I don't know.
I had to daggone work something out.
Because
I had to work something
fucking
out.
World,
it don't
man.
Fucking matter.
You went to the
it don't fucking
blood
matter.
Capital of the fucking
it
world,
don't fucking
and you didn't run a motherfucking soul because you walked around that motherfucker with a motherfucking zip on your motherfucking lips. I know why you didn't get no.
I
action.
Didn't walk around with
you
no motherfucking zip
looking
on
for
my
none.
Motherfucking lip.
Yeah, you wasn't fucking looking for no goddamn action. That's why you didn't get none. Because
okay.
You walked around that motherfucker
okay.
Taking pictures
like I said,
and doing
I'll
live
write
videos.
Your motherfucking love letter when y'all get that motherfucker back pumping, son. When y'all,
man,
when y'all, when y'all,
shit,
y'all put the motherfucker,
you ain't writing a motherfucking thing. You took your goddamn
when y'all
clown
get y'all a
motherfucking
heartbeat back on that motherfucker,
you clown
I'll write you a love
letter,
goddamn
with a goddamn zip on your mouth. You didn't want a fucking race. You could have got all
hey,
the fucking races
a,
you wanted
hey,
down there.
Hey, you got them motherfucking sweet lips. I'm gonna get your mouth pregnant.
Man, you ain't got. Yeah, I know you is. I know you is. You pregnant right now. Because that's why you went down there. You walked around because you about fucking 8 months pregnant. You about to fucking bust.
I hear you.
But then
I know.
You get on this motherfucker.
I know.
Then you get on. This is what we talking about. Then you get on this motherfucker and you talk shit
yep.
to goddamn baby.
You right.
Because he don't fucking lock you in.
You right.
But you went down there and you didn't lock in. You. Man, that's that fake shit I be talking about. That's that
you right.
shit.
You right. You all right.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Oh, yeah.
You right. You got it. You got everything figured out.
No.
You got
I
every
see,
motherfucking
I see
thing figured out, don't
y'all
you?
Be talking about.
Yep, you do.
Oh, yeah. You can believe that.
uh-huh.
I ain't never seen a. Hey, that's one thing about it right there. I done been going to fucking House of Hook for goddamn. Said mate fucking years, and I ain't never seen a motherfucker. I'm talking about when I see a motherfucker, I'm talking about the baddest in the motherfucking world. I'm talking about motherfucking Tony Wrights, motherfucking Tony Bynes, motherfucking all these big bad motherfuckers. They can go to the House of Hook and get a race. So I know your little motherfucking ass can. I ain't never seen a motherfucker go to a Mike Hill race and couldn't get a fucking race. Oh, but you did, didn't you? You went. You couldn't get a race, couldn't you? They were scared of you,
mm-hmm.
wasn't they, cuz? Oh, I know they were.
I ain't say that.
Baby,
I ain't say
up,
nobody
man?
Was scared of me.
Hey, what's good, man? What's the deal, man? What you got going on? You done hung the phone up, man? Yeah, he gone for the night. Well, is anybody on here trying to lock in, man? Y'all trying to lock in with anybody and shit, man? Because if not, we finna shut this bitch down, man. Ain't nobody talking about shit. Friday night fights, man. Piedmont Friday night, man. Gates open at, I think gates open at like 5 o'clock. Man, shit. Lil Darrell, I think he locked in with Debo out of 910 area with a red Camaro. It's on Carolina Grudge Wars. Be there to see it, man. 2020, 275 shootout. No class cars. Hey, Friday night, man. Piedmont Dragway. Y'all got anything else y'all want to talk about? Y'all looking for anybody? Because I know ain't nobody on this motherfucker looking for nobody. All right. Well, next Monday night, we'll be right here. We out of here.